44 years ago, when Sonoma County Farm Trails first came on the scene, the concept of agritourism was already established. But Carmen Snyder, the group's current executive director, observes that it has changed quite a bit since then.
If you look back at our original 1973 map and guide, you'll see that there are a lot of apples, of course, four apple tasting rooms, four wine tasting rooms. So that dynamic has changed a lot across the decades. But also, the flower industry is blooming. The hard cider, the heirloom grains, I mean, it's just extraordinary what can be grown in Sonoma County, and I think that's a real boon to tourism. People are interested and curious, and they want to come taste this place and get to know it.
Snyder was among the presenters at the Sonoma Marin Agritourism Summit, where farmers, ranchers, grape growers, and others also heard SSU economics professor Rob Eiler advise them not to try to go it alone.
You got to build strategic partnerships. You got to realize that where the juice really flows is when the farmer, retail, restaurants, and hotels are all in one compact strategy. Again, analogous to the wine industry. The wine industry is probably the best agritourism model we have in California, but recognizing there's some constraints to getting that done on the farm infrastructure that allows somebody to easily come on the facility, get educated, and point them in ways that they can spend their time, experience the product, and buy stuff.
Eiler also noted that the concentration of everything from grapes to fully produced products here allows many types of businesses to participate in this market.
The cheese and the wine is all grown here. The amount of hops or malt or barley is not necessarily coming from here, but certainly the beer industry is another way where most of the supply chain is here in Sonoma County. When the cannabis industry goes live for retail and recreational use January 1st, I think we're going to see a lot there, too, because we have the full supply chain here as well.
Observing the proceedings with an eye toward future opportunities was Tim Zonert, Chief Marketing Officer for the Sonoma County Tourism Office.
Ag tourism is definitely an important part of the overall hospitality economy in Sonoma County. The ability to come out and see a farm and see where your food is coming from, it's definitely a draw. People are learning the nuts and bolts of not only running essentially a tourism business on an agricultural property, but also how it fits into the greater hospitality economy and then how to market that out to all our visitors.
The presentations were encouraging to Nancy Fidler, who is beginning to offer horseback tours of her family's vineyards and orchards outside of Sebastopol.
There were some great people that I got to talk to about promoting my business, which was really what I was hoping to see. In fact, the Sonoma County Visitors Bureau was very helpful.
Jill Giacomini-Bosch from the Point Reyes Farmstead Cheese Company shared their experience with adding a full-fledged culinary and education center at the family farm.
Everything that we do starts with a walking farm tour. So as soon as guests arrive, we take them out on the property so that they can see the animals, they can meet some of our staff, they can learn about our sustainability, and then they come inside and participate in a focused cheese tasting, because there we want them to connect the dots between what they learned about how we farm and why we farm and the flavors on the plate.
And yes, she says sales are up since they've been doing this. Other emerging ways to build stronger ties with visitors at some sites include hosted farmhouse stays, small B&B operations, and potentially even glamping opportunities. But it's clear, agritourism as a business sector is growing almost as fast as the crops that draw the visitors. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.